And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to bother trying to do my best impression of Mike Piper, because he has one of those voices that really nobody can imitate, although he's pretty good at imitating other people. He does a very good imitation of Alex Jones, in case you have not heard it. Anyway, having spent way too much time on that, as you have figured out, Mike is not with us tonight physically, although I'm sure he is with us spiritually. He is taking a much-needed and much-deserved break. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's the bad news. No, that's the good news. No, that's the bad news. The good news is that you're stuck with me tonight. Once again, Mike's evil apprentice at American Free Press Newspaper. This is the one and only, thank God, the one and only Mark Glenn. And as I said, I am honored and privileged again to be with you tonight. We're going to be talking about a whole host of things which I find interesting. I hope you will find them interesting as well. Our call-in number, of course, is 800-313-9443. I want to start off by thanking everybody for all the kind words and the well wishes that I received, that I and my wife received, both before and after the birth of our daughter, Christina. She is just sitting, about 3 feet away from me, snoozing quietly, peaceably. I wish I were as well. She doesn't have a care in the world, and I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that by the time she gets old enough to start understanding the world around her, that there will be not a care in the world for her. Hopefully we will be lucky enough or blessed enough, whatever word you want to use, to be able to affect something in this world that will result in it being a better world. Nevertheless, as I said, I want to thank everybody out there for their kind words and well wishes. Mother and daughter are doing fabulously well, and all I can say is thank God she got her looks from her mother. Anyway, as I said, we've got some interesting things to talk about tonight. Now, of course, those of you out there have already figured out that I will not be talking about gardening. I will not be talking about the latest weight loss craze. Of course, my passion happens to reside with politics, and particularly the politics of the Middle East and how this whole thing known as Zionism and Judaism plays into our world today. I'll start off before we get into this discussion tonight, folks, by saying I don't have all the answers. In fact, I don't even have many answers. I think I have a few answers. I think that when we look at this big puzzle here, I think that I've put a few pieces together. I certainly don't have the whole picture. The reason I say that is because no doubt we will be hearing from people tonight, or maybe we won't. Maybe they won't bother to call in, who are going to say, oh, my gosh, can't he get off of this topic? You know, aren't there more important things to talk about? Well, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is my passion. This is the thing that excites and interests me is politics, and particularly as they pertain to our country and the Middle East. And so I pulled up a host of articles here today that I found to be particularly interesting. And as you no doubt have already discovered, much to your pleasure or displeasure, I do spend a particular amount of time pointing out the hypocrisy that surrounds everything. There's just something about the hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen, about the whole thing that I really can't stand. You know, a lot of people say, do you have to be so sarcastic? Do you have to be so smart-alecky and whatever? And there's no music. Okay. So I guess we're going to a break, right? 15 seconds, 14, 13, 12, something like that. Okay, that means we're going to the break, and we will be back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot to wish everybody out there a happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm pretty sure it is St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. Pretty sure. But if I'm wrong, somebody let me know. If not, then happy St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, jumping back into this topic that I was discussing before the break, this issue of hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. It is the one thing that really grinds my gears, as some people like to say, when it comes to this whole issue. You see, I don't mind being lectured. I don't mind being told that there are guardrails that we're not supposed to go over. You know, in life, things between polite and impolite. What I can't stand is when the person lecturing me then turns around and then does the same thing themselves. Imagine for a moment the likes of Larry Flint teaching a giving a morality class on chastity or on fidelity or modesty or something like that. There's just something so sick about it that you just can't deal with it. And really, this is the issue with me. Those of you out there who wonder why I am so bitter when it comes to discussing this issue of Zionism or Judaism or Jewish issues in general, what it all boils down to for me, the bile that I have a really hard time dealing with, is this issue of hypocrisy. Now, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. In today's Jerusalem Post, of course, this is published in Israel, there's a story that says, Western Wall Rabbi says Pope should not wear cross at sight. Of course, our Pope, for those of you who recognize him as the head of the Catholic Church, I know some of us do not, he is planning this trip. I believe it's his first trip to Israel since becoming Pope in May. And just to let him know ahead of time that where they stand, the religious authorities in Israel, meaning the rabbis, they don't want him coming to the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, wearing a cross. The chief rabbi in charge of this little shindig, named Rabinovich, says, my position is that it is not fitting to enter the Western Wall area with religious symbols, including a cross. I feel the same way about a Jew putting on a tallit and phylacteries and going into a church. Now, let me just dissect this here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Not that you need me to do it, but I would just like to do it for the record. First of all, you're not going to see a Jew going into a church wearing phylacteries or their prayer shawl or anything like that. As we know from reading the works of Israel Shahak and Israel Shamir and some of these other very honest and open and frank Jews who have told the truth about how Jews really feel about Christians and their religion, it is a religious duty on the part of Jews to spit when they're walking by a Christian church or walking by a Christian ceremony, a cemetery, excuse me. So the idea of a Jew going into a Christian church, or for that matter, just going into a Christian church, that alone isn't going to take place. There was another interesting article that appeared in, I believe it was Haaretz, it was about a month ago. Yes, here it is. It was written by Anshul Pfeffer, who is a regular writer for Haaretz. And she's talking about how this rabbi in the United States has found himself in some hot soup because he attended a, it was some kind of a thing in Washington, D.C., where Obama was, and it happened to have been held in a church. And because this rabbi went into this Christian church, he found himself at the receiving end of a lot of bitter criticism on the part of the Jews, even though the event was completely political in nature. It was not religious. It was political in nature. But nevertheless, because he committed the cardinal sin of going into a Christian place of worship, he found himself in some pretty hot soup. Now, this article written by this writer, Anshul Pfeffer, goes into some interesting details here. She talks about, I think it's a she, I don't know, talks about how when she had gone into a synagogue in England as a child, before she had even acclimated herself to the atmosphere in it, they were pushing her out of the synagogue. And the reason why was because she was wearing a T-shirt that had a small logo of the Italian car Alfa Romeo on the front of it. Now, the Alfa Romeo logo has a small cross in it. There's a dragon and a red cross. And because of that, because she had dared to walk into a synagogue wearing a T-shirt that had a cross on it, they were pushing her out. I mean, they would have dealt with her less harshly if this person had come in not wearing any clothes at all. Nevertheless, she goes on, and I'm assuming it is a she. I don't know. It just sounds like a female's name. She goes on to talk about how when she was in school in Israel, and they were learning their math, they were not allowed to use the plus sign. You know how when you're a kid, you're writing things out and you use, 2 + 2 = 4. You were not allowed to use the plus sign because it looked like a cross. You had to, if you can imagine, a plus sign without the bottom portion of it pointing down. That was how they were required to make their plus signs. And she goes on to describe how on the computers in Israel, you will see that the plus sign on all of the keyboards, that the bottom portion of that plus sign, they've been scratched off. Now, of course, getting back to the theme that I introduced this discussion with, this issue of hypocrisy, can you just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, can you just imagine any Christian leader of any stripe, Catholic, Protestant, whatever you want to call it. And there's going to be some gathering at some place that is predominantly Christian, and them telling these Orthodox rabbis or whatever, you cannot wear your black hats. You have to shave your beards to look respectable. You can't wear your long coats and all of the rest of these things. You know, do not offend us with your Judaic garb and your Judaic displays of religiosity. Can you just imagine, especially in light of what just took place with Bishop Williamson and his comment, and the screeching and howling and gnashing of teeth that the entire world was subjected to for what seemed to have been an eternity, just because 1% of the world's population happened to have been offended by what he said. Can you just imagine what would happen if there were to be any gathering like that, and these Jews were told, you cannot wear anything, you know, like the Star of David on it, or any jewelry with the Star of David, or whatever. I mean, we wouldn't hear the end of it. Now, furthermore, this Rabbi Rabinovich saying that it is not fitting to enter the Western Wall area with religious symbols, including a cross. You see, what he is really saying here, ladies and gentlemen, is that Israel belongs to us. It doesn't belong to the Christians. It doesn't belong to the Muslims. Israel is a Jewish state. We don't want any non-Jews here. We especially don't want any other religious manifestations here. This land was given to us to be a Jewish homeland, and that's it. Now, of course, they're not going to come out and say this yet. Now, they are getting very bold as of late. Certainly, you would not have seen something like this taking place, where Israel makes demands of this sort against the Catholic Church. They know they can get away with doing this now. You see, they know because the Catholic Church belongs to them. The Catholic Church is in their back pocket. This latest thing that took place with regards to Bishop Williamson and the fact that the Church, at least its most important personages, Pope and his entourage, the fact that they spent more time bitching and complaining about Richard Williamson and trying to allay the offended feelings or to nurse along the bruised feelings of their elder brethren in the Jewish faith, the fact that they spent more time doing that than they did saying, wait a minute now, why aren't we allowed in the free democratic world, why aren't we allowed to express opinions like this? The Church belongs to them. That's where it boils down to now, is that the Pope is no different than any other Western leader, whether it was George Bush, whether it is Barack Obama, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, Nicolas Sarkozy, whatever, they all belong to the synagogue now. As I said, it is this issue of hypocrisy, and which I believe is one of their Achilles heels. If we are going to ever be victorious over this thing, over this tyranny that has descended upon all of us, one of the weapons we have at our disposal is to point out the hypocrisy of the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you people out there, fellow travelers who have to wrestle with friends or family members from the Christian community who parrot the same old thing, oh, well, the Jews are God's chosen people and it's our job as Christians and blah, blah, blah. Point this out to them. Say, well, do you think that the Christians, if Israel is our best friend, if we really are best as buds, shouldn't it be okay for us to wear a cross if we want to? We'll be back in a minute.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting a wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There are two major factors that sell products, sex and fear. Let's talk about this. Life Change Tea will not enhance your sexual drive other than help you to live longer to enjoy it. And when it comes to the subject of fear, don't buy Life Change Tea because you fear. Buy it because you understand. Life is too short to enjoy from a hospital bed or a pine box. This nation is at its peak of unhealthiness. It's your decision, not ours. Life Change Tea is the alternative to sickness. No fear, just fact. Walk with the few that know. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. Get the tea and live.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. The owner of A Lonely Heart definitely is not yours truly. I have got I've got 9 of these little things running around in this house, and believe me, I ain't lonely. Anyway, back to this topic we were discussing before concerning hypocrisy. I'll point out here an article that appeared, I think it's been a couple of months. It was when Benjamin Netanyahu was in Paris, and he was being interviewed by one of these lickspittle media outlets that fawns all over him as if he were the Antichrist himself, which may actually be the case. You never know. And he's airing his concerns about Iran. Of course, this was before the elections in Israel that for all intents and purposes now are going to result in him being the next commander-in-chief of a nuclear arsenal owned by a country that has threatened to wipe out the entire human race if they don't get their way. And in this article, he is quoted saying, now hold on to your seats, buckle yourselves in, whatever you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, because you're about to be blasted with some hypocrisy here that is probably about 90 proof. He says, quote, "We have never had a situation in the history of the world in which a radical regime with a retrograde ideology and apparently known ambitions on the use of force will get access to the weapons of mass death." I'm going to read that again just to let it wash down and kind of work through your system. Netanyahu says, quote, we have never had a situation in the history of the world in which a radical regime with a retrograde ideology and apparently known ambitions on the use of force will get access to the weapons of mass death. Okay. What he has just described is the nation of Israel. Of course, what he's implying here is Iran and how we're all really going to be in really bad shape if Iran gets bombed. But what he's describing here, a radical regime, what can be more radical than a tiny group of people in the world with this insane mindset that says that God speaks to them and them alone, and that God created the world for them and for them alone, and that the rest of us basically are just monkeys and sheep and cattle created in human form so as to better serve them. What could be more radical than that? No, I take that back. You know what could be more radical than that? An idea as insane as that. And then saying that it's perfectly okay, perfectly morally permissible to do to these other creatures whatever needs to be done so that your own lives will be comfortable. See, Islam doesn't teach that it's okay to have sexual intercourse with little girls, provided that they're under the age of 3. It doesn't say that it's okay to slaughter entire nations of people, to rob them of their wealth, to displace them. Islam doesn't teach this. It doesn't teach anything like it at all. In fact, it teaches the contrary. So what is this retrograde ideology that Netanyahu is describing here? It certainly isn't Islam. It certainly isn't Christianity. Apparently known ambitions on the use of force. Iran doesn't have the equivalent of the Samson option like Israel does. Iran has never said it's our way or the highway to hell. You give us the world, you give us the wealth, and don't you even think about turning our country into anything other than an Islamic country, or we're going to destroy the entire world. Iran's never said this. So who's Netanyahu talking about here? And finally, getting access to the weapons of mass death. So far, the only people who are convinced that Iran is out to develop a nuclear weapon are these insane Jews in Israel, and of course their supporters here in the United States and throughout the West, who desperately want to get this war started between the West and Iran. So where are these weapons set? Now, we have the nation of Pakistan, which has, some estimates say, 100 nuclear weapons. And they are considered to be the most developed country in the world. If you haven't figured it out, ladies and gentlemen, that is my little baby. I'm holding her right now as we're discussing worldwide nuclear Armageddon. I guess it's fitting that I should be holding her while we talk about this. Pakistan's got all of these nukes. Why hasn't Pakistan released them on the West? Right? So, going back to this topic that we were discussing earlier, yes, when she was crying, she had the burp. Good girl. But you get when you listen to RBN folks, all kinds of interesting stuff. Stay by the music. There is the music, which means I get to pass her off to Mama. We will be back in just a few minutes with your calls. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, having already flown through the first half hour of tonight's show. Before I forget, I want to thank my very good friend, Mike Piper, adopted uncle of my new newborn daughter. He made sure to call every day to see what the status was with regards to the birth and whether it had happened yet, and then sent along a nice gift. And I want Mike to know, in case he doesn't, which I assume he does, just want to know how much he's appreciated by this family, and I'm sure all of you out there. This discussion of hypocrisy is very important, ladies and gentlemen, because there are a group of madmen now, as if it weren't the case already. There are a group of madmen who have taken control of the political reins in Israel, and they are going to shove this agenda down the throat of the rest of mankind, whether we want it or not. And they're going to do it. They're going to do it as forcefully and as painfully as possible, because this is what drives them. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they get very uncomfortable with discussions like this. But the fact of the matter is, as was illustrated here just a few minutes ago, it is our future generations that are going to pay for this one way or the other. And what kind of people are we going to be if we have to look these kids in the eyes one day and say, we didn't do anything when we had the chance. We could have spoken out. We could have We could have faced the ugly truth and recognized that, yes, there are evil, insane people in the world. And yet we didn't do anything about it. It just it boggles the mind. Anyway, I'm going to give my jaw a rest here, and I'm going to let some of you start doing talking for a while. Let's bring up Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hello, hello, Mark.
How you doing, Dave?
Oh, pretty good. I'm really irritated about this, Mark. I saw those stories in the news on the internet. The Pope shouldn't even go to that Wailing Wall, because that's the last remaining portion of Herod's temple.
That's right.
And Herod is the SOB that tried to kill baby Jesus.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's also the SOB that had John the Baptist beheaded.
Jesus' cousin, yes.
He's
That just goes to show you, Dave. Well, go ahead and finish your thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's also the SOB that God Almighty actually, he was consumed by worms. He was so evil. You know, I personally think, Mark, you know that saying, you know the saying that it's like talking to the wall? In other words, when you're wasting your breath, when you're wasting your words, we have the expression, you know, I feel like I'm talking to the wall. Well, when those Jews pray at that wall, they might as well be talking to the wall.
It's true, Dave. I don't know that I have run into anything as brilliant as what you just said within the last few minutes in a long time. Absolutely the truth. You know, the fact that the Pope would even think of going there. You know, for me, it is a very bitter thing, Dave, because since I've begun the study of everything that is taking place and whatnot, you know, I am left as an amateur historian that the ugly conclusion that I cannot walk away from is that if there was one organization that stood a real viable chance of preventing all of this from happening, it was the Catholic Church, because a century ago, when that nut job Theodore Herzl was making his tours of the European capital, and he was selling his idea on recreating this thing which God saw fit to destroy 2,000 years ago, all of the European leaders applauded this notion of sending the Jews back to Palestine. Of course, they saw nothing but benefits in it, because it would have rid them of troublesome people who were always agitating. Of course, they were very involved in all sorts of socialist movements and whatnot. And if it was one person who should have given his divine assistance, there was one person who should have seen the disaster that was going to befall mankind as a result of this, it should have been the Pope at the time, who was Pius X. And all he really managed to eke out were a few words of protest about it. If he had wanted to, if he still had an enormous amount of respect and power, and he could have made quite a bit of stink over this and said, absolutely not, the Catholic Church will not sit by and allow something like this to happen. Catholics worldwide, you are not permitted to participate in this endeavor in any way, simply on the issues of justice. And certainly, he must have known what was going to happen to the Christianity that had existed there for 2,000 years if the Jews were given a free hand in going back and taking that land.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Mark, what makes me sick now is you hear the Pope and the Catholic hierarchy referring to these Jews as our elder brother. You know what the truth of the matter is, Mark? These Jews are not our elder brother. What they are, they're our retarded little brother. They're retarded. They're spiritually undeveloped. They're spiritually atrophied. They're our retarded little brother that is just an embarrassment to the rest of humanity. They're spiritually stunted. And my parting shot here, Mark, is to Abe Foxman and the ADL, they can kiss my Blarney Stone.
So I guess I'm right. It is St. Paddy's Day.
That's right, Mark. You know, and St. Patrick was Italian.
Was he? Well, good for him. I happen to like Italians. I like them so much I married one. Dave, thanks for your call. All right, let's bring up John in California. John, come on up.
Hello, Mark. Good to talk to you. First,
you
congratulations
too.
On your new daughter.
Thank you very much.
I brought this up with Mike last night because I didn't get a chance to talk to you on Saturday. I didn't know when I'd talk to you again, and I didn't want to forget it. I brought up the one of our local pro-Israel talk shows not long ago, brought up the Charter of Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in the middle of it, but I heard like the first and second paragraphs, and I'm sorry, I can't think of the exact words the host said, but the first one sounded like, you know, we believe, you know, Israel should exist, and then the second, until Islam obliterates it. Now, I've never read it. I don't know where this person got it, if you ever heard of it. And I just told Mike, you know, again, I get, you know, angry about listening to that. And, of course, the next thing, they'll talk about all, you know, they're out to kill you. It makes me think that, well, if you're killing their brothers, why wouldn't they try to?
Absolutely.
See what
you
I
know.
Mean? Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, you can ask any kid in America who has gone even through nothing even further than the fourth or fifth grade and say, do you know about the Warsaw Ghetto uprising? And they'd nod their heads. They'd say, yeah. Okay, tell me about that. Well, these Jews, they were holed up in this particular portion of Warsaw during World War II. And, you know, they were fighting for their existence and fighting for their survival, and they were brave and they were valiant. You see, when it's the Jews doing it, they're heroes and they're freedom fighters. When it's the Muslims doing it, they're terrorists. You see, again, going back to this issue of hypocrisy, I don't know what's in the Hamas charter. I don't know if it does call for the destruction of Israel. But if it's not in there, I think they ought to add it in.
Well, I asked Mike, you know, okay, well, does it say it in Israel somewhere in their charter, whatever? And he reminded me, we'll just read the Talmud.
Okay.
But,
well.
it just angers me every time I hear that. But, you know, that's the kept media, even the local media here, how they do it. And they'll pick people to talk about that. So that's all you get to hear, except places like you and Republic and American Free Press. And,
well, you know, John, I actually, just listening to what you were saying, it made me hearken back to a time. A couple of our neighbors had shown up one night here, and this was a few years ago. This was right after Ariel Sharon had gone into a coma, and Ahmadinejad, in his typical poetic language, said, well, the news report showed Bush, and he says, yes, we're all of us here in America, we're praying for the man of peace, Ariel Sharon, and then it showed, I don't know, somebody, I think it was Tony Blair at the time, saying, yes, we're praying for his good health, and then it went to Ahmadinejad, and the translation was, well, we certainly hope that he dies, meaning Ariel Sharon. Anyway, we got a big kick out of that. It was in the middle of winter, and it really boosted our spirits a lot to hear him say that.
You're right, and they hear that, and all the Zionists go around saying, there's the next Hitler.
Exactly, but the funny thing was, now here was the really outrageous thing. The next day, my neighbors showed up for a pop-in visit, and they said, did you hear what the king of Iran said about Ariel Sharon, and he wished he would die? And we said, well, yeah, you know, we were kind of chuckling, and she said, now remember, now this is a Christian woman. She's got the Ten Commandments hanging in her home study room, and her kids know all about the Bible, and she says, you know, I'm thinking maybe we should just nuke them all and not drag this war out any longer.
You're right.
Now, figure
and
that
I bet
one
you,
out.
I bet you she knows very little of the Bible, Mark, than what she thinks she does.
Probably.
Yeah.
John, do you have anything else for us?
No, one quick thing. I brought you up that movie, The Little Drummer Girl. Michael knew all about it, so if you get a chance to look it up,
that's right. Little Drummer. What was that? What was that again? Little Drummer Girl.
The Little Drummer Girl. Back when terrorism wasn't the hot topic, but it shows you Israel its brutal best. back in the earlier days when they were out.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I remember you mentioned, I think it was the last time or one of the times you called in the program, I think you mentioned it, right?
Yeah, talk to Mike about it. He knows all about it. He can tell you.
That's right. Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to look that one up for sure. All right, thanks a lot,
Mark,
John.
Take care.
You too. Take care. All right, we have Roy in Texas. Roy, come on up.
Yeah, well, congratulations on your little girl, Mark.
Thank you very much. Somebody up there must like me. That's all I can say.
Well, the reason I was calling is you were talking about hypocrisy, and probably one of the people who I think is the biggest hypocrite and one of the most dangerous hypocrites here in the United States is this left-wing, allegedly anti-Zionist Jewish peace activist known as Noam Chomsky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to think in the old days it was just self-deception when he would say, well, USA to Israel can only be understood as nothing more than payment for the services that Israel renders to the U.S. Well, that's nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to deny that there was an Israel lobby or that it had any influence on the decision to go to war with Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to, there's an interview on a podcast on anti-war radio on antiwar.com of Chomsky being interviewed by the host who does the interviews for anti-war radio. Here the host brings up the issue. He says, well, Chomsky's kind of a Marxist. He says, well, look, we know that there's a lot of U.S. interventionism overseas for business and for business interests. He said, but let's look at Iran. With Iran, you have a case where all the oil interests actually are opposed, wanted to normalize trade relations with Iran, open and lift restrictions, and just normalize all relations. He said, well, why is this happening? And Chomsky goes into a lengthy, verbose explanation about the pressure for the war with Iran without ever, ever mentioning that Israel and the Israel lobby is behind the movement for the war with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, when you hear this, you realize at some point this guy actually knows he's really a Judas goat who's there to just misdirect all the other people who have anti-war activism and you know, who are peace activists or who are opposed to war or overseas aggression. He's just there to misdirect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
Roy, I don't mean to interrupt, but what you were saying here made me think of something that I was discussing with somebody this weekend. You know that movie came out a couple of years ago. It was a remake of the old 1950s movie called The Manchurian Candidate. It stars Denzel Washington. Excellent movie. Yeah, it is an excellent movie. Anybody out there listening should, I highly recommend this movie. Now, in the movie, Denzel is a former Army officer. He had served in the First Gulf War. And while he was there, he and his platoon had been forced to undergo these experiments that they were mind control experiments. Of course, like I said, this is all based on the old 1950s movie starring Frank Sinatra. And, you know, they all know that there's something wrong with them when they get back home, but they don't know what it is because they can't remember anything. Well, basically what has happened is that they have been turned into these assassins who are given a program, and this program is initiated by certain code words, and then they go and they execute this thing without realizing that they're doing it. Now, in the movie, Denzel, he's trying to figure out what's wrong with him because, you know, he's become like an obsessive compulsive type person. He's having these bad dreams and he's trying to figure out what's wrong with him, and he nails it in the end. He figures out what happened. He remembers everything that was done to him. But in the end, even though he had figured it all out, that program was still sitting in him. And when they decided to initiate him, you know, to put him into work as an assassin, he gets a phone call, and they say the code word, and he turns into that assassin. And in many ways, sadly, the issue, whether it's Noam Chomsky, whether it's Naturi Karta, or any of these other quote-unquote anti-Zionist pro-peace Jewish groups, they will only go so far. They'll protest and they'll say, oh, you know, yeah, Zionism is ugly, but corporatism is worse than that. American corporate interests are worse than that. And it's almost as if they are these Manchurian candidates. They can only go so far, but as soon as those code words are said, a program kicks in and they have no choice but to follow the program that was installed in them a long time ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, I highly recommend. It's a very good movie, and it really, I think it apart from the good acting and the good script, it has very profound comparisons and symbolism for what we're dealing with today with these folks. There are very few of them. Like, people ask me, they say, "Well, who do you trust?" I say, "Well, I trust Vanunu, trust Mordecai Vanunu, I trust Brother Nathaniel, and a few other people." But for the most part, sadly, they it's like Jesus said. He said, "A dog returns to its vomit," and it's like they can't shake themselves 100% from this programming that says, "You've got to protect the tribe. You've got to protect the tribe. You've got to protect the tribe." Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you like that, Roy. Why don't you, we've got the music playing. Hold on, and we'll bring you up after the break, and you can finish up your thoughts. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back to finish up the last 5 minutes of tonight's show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of tonight's show. Before I forget, I want to thank the good folks at RBN for all the hard work that they do in bringing this this program and other good programs on this network to you. Please support them, even if it's just a couple of dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Every little bit helps, and I can guarantee you RBN is not getting rich doing what it's doing. So keep that in mind. It'd be a shame if we lost programs such as this and other programs on this network just because of the fact that we were a few dollars short. Anyway, Roy, go ahead with what you were saying. I'm sorry to interrupt you like I did.
Not at all. In fact, I might as well just put in a very brief plug for RBN. Subscribe to the archives. It's only, I think, like $20 a year or something. It doesn't cost much. The archives are really good. If you and if RBN were to put out archives with the commercials edited out, I could definitely see paying more for those. But that wasn't why I wanted. I got sidetracked there. But anyway, it's very frustrating. I mean, Chomsky is a typical example of somebody who's there to misdirect people. And there are times where he says he basically implies that the reason that there's a brutal occupation of Gaza is because Hewlett-Packard and Microsoft like it that way, because otherwise they wouldn't be making big investments in Israel.
Exactly.
It's nonsense. I mean,
it is absolutely. You know, it's like having a discussion about lung cancer, but we're not going to talk about cigarette smoking. And not that I'm against smoking. I don't want anybody sending me any emails accusing me of being an anti-smoker. It's not that. But you're right, Roy. It's as if the debate has to be framed around certain parameters that are going to avoid touching on the main
Jewish power
topic.
In general.
Exactly, Jewish power, which stems from this insane idea that began when one guy wandering around in the desert started hearing voices in his head saying that he was better than everyone else. So I agree with you. It is a maddening thing, and really, you know, what it boils down to, Roy, in my humble opinion, is that, you know, this was the riddle that we were supposed to figure out over the course of the last 2,000 years. You know, we meaning the Western world or whatever. I mean, for me, you know, growing up as somebody who spent 10 years going through Catholic school and whatnot, living a very Orthodox Catholic life, you know, I didn't realize that, you know, all of this had its origins in this book that has been sitting in my bookshelf now for the last 42 years. I didn't realize any of that. Even growing up in a family, half of which has roots in the Middle East, I never understood any of that until I actually bothered to crack this thing open. And then when I did, I said, oh, my God, it's been sitting there all this time, and nobody but a handful of people understand it.
Well, I don't know if it's the origins in the book or if it's more along like Kevin McDonald's thesis that they've evolved kind of a group strategy to protect and advance their own ethnic interests or ethno-religious interests. So they have an ideology that sort of does that for them.
I would certainly agree with that. My theory is, Roy, if you were to take this thing and this Judaic thinking as it is enshrined in the Old Testament and in the Talmud, and give it to a group of Martians somewhere, within a couple of hundred years, they would all they'd all leave Mars looking and speaking and thinking just like Alan Dershowitz, and they'd want to take over the universe.
Maybe.
Anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody for listening and participating. The good Lord bless us with one more day, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hope he will bless us with yet another one tomorrow. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Talk to you soon.
With recent